All right, we're back.
I would stick my neck out and I'd smile like that. And that's how I smile as a kid. So my head looked really big.
We are live.
She doesn't care about how I used to smile.
How are you?
Good. You're very handsome.
Well, thank you very much.
I like the little Clark Kent.
I know.
Speaking of which, we need to catch up on Supergirl because they're blending in Flash with Supergirl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a big chunk. I totally forgot about that show. There's like so many shows. I also want to point out that all three of us have something wrong with our ears within the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I have wax buildup in my ears. I have to get them drained. I know it's gross. Are you ready for news?
I'm ready for news.
Woo! Ben and Jerry has three new flavors. And I want to try all of them, but one sticks out the most, which is coconut for caramel. And no one knows this. You know this. I love coconut. Like little shreds,
yeah.
Coconut pie, coconut cream pie. I just love coconut. Coconut is so yummy. They also have brownie batter and cookies and cream cheesecake, which sounds yummy too.
Cookies and cream cheesecake.
Yeah. So it probably has a very like malt.
Yeah, it's
type
not bad.
To it. So I think we should try.
Oh, Jesus.
It's part of their core line, which I think is supposed to be like this is our healthier version of Ben and Jerry's. But fish food is my favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor ever.
I don't know if any ice cream can really be healthy. That's just my opinion.
Nothing is healthy. I came up with the slogan.
What's your slogan?
If politics are giving you a headache, just look at Kim K's boobs. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I've been having massive headaches from all the politics because it's just so much to handle. Because two of my baby faves are need to hurry up and just be one-on-one with each other and go from there.
And boobs.
So I had to look at Kim K's barred boobs. Because she has a big black bar across them. All right. So Sir George Martin, who is the longtime producer of the Beatles, has passed away. He's a 6 Grammy Award winner. He produced some of the biggest hits. He's like, not just the, like he's been around, you know, 3 decades of music. And he was 90 years old. But he also did Elton John. He helped produce Elton John's Goldfinger and Candle in the Wind.
Okay.
He also produced that Shirley Bassey song, which Paul McCartney sang, which is Live and Let Die, classic
okay.
hit. And then, of course, many great Beatles. Like, he actually helped rebuild the Beatles. So whenever they did that, the Strawberry Fields Forever, so the Sgt. Pepper's album, he kind of helped revamp the new wave of music with the Beatles, which was awesome. Beatles, I love the Beatles. Them and the Rolling Stones are rock gods, like straight to the core rock gods.
No, he's dead.
Yes. R.I.P. Sir George Martin. Your legacy lives on. All right, so Justin Bieber got called out by UFC 196 champion Nate Diaz. Because Justin Bieber favored Conor McGregor. It's like, I love that Irishman. He's so awesome. Oh, my gosh. Oh, la, 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 la. And he basically said, you know, he has a great style. He has a great presence. And that Nate Diaz does not have good style. And Nate Diaz posted a cartoon of him slapping Justin Bieber saying, set your bitch ass up. It's quite funny. You've seen those Batman commercials where he, like,
yeah.
or not the cartoons, and he slaps Robin and it, like, says something funny. Just picture the Robin. Justin Bieber as Robin, and maybe as Batman.
I don't know, what's Bieber going to say? know?
If a fighter said that, oh man, I would be terrified. Like, if I said something like that about Misha Tate, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I'd be so terrified. I'd be like, I'm sorry. He probably peed his pants. He's like, oh my God, Nate Diaz, something slapped me. That's very scary to think about. All right, so Dos Equis will be replacing the most interesting man in the world, Jonathan Goldsmith, after 9 years of him being a face.
Oh, really?
Yes. His final commercial will be him going off one-way ticket to Mars. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get someone young and new and fresh.
Oh.
I don't know.
Can't replace the Dos Equis guy.
He's the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, jeez.
Very sad. Very sad by that. I'm way more sad about this story. This story is very sad. Now, back in 2013, CNN put out a documentary about SeaWorld. And it was called Blackfish. And it was about how the orca whales are treated. And the other... Did he get sick?
Yeah.
Whoa. And the other animal... And the other water creatures are treated at SeaWorld. Well, the main focus, Tilikum, beautiful orca whale, is sick with a bacterial infection in his lung. And he's 34 years old. He has two babies.
Really?
And in the documentary, they say that the orca whales live, I think, was it like 60 years? They live like a normal lifespan, so 60, 70 years. They're like parrots, or they just kind of live forever. But he's becoming resistant to the treatments. And so they're trying everything they can, because, you know, that's what they got to say. But I think they just don't care, and they're going to let that poor thing die.
They just don't care.
I know. I'm anti-SeaWorld.
Definitely anti-SeaWorld.
So I just don't think they care. And you can all say, oh, that's horrible to say. It was true. So you know what, Tilikum? You just keep killing people, and I'll keep rooting for you, you beautiful Shamu. All right, sports news.
Give it to me.
Jared Sullinger from the Boston Celtics was released from the hospital after spending a week there with a skin infection. I guess he's been hanging out with Khloe Kardashian lately. He will be back tonight playing against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay.
Oh, whatever that skin infection was.
I wonder if he got the bed bugs. Like in
last week's story.
Yeah, and the whatever that player was had the
bugs
from the hotel.
Exactly.
What else?
The Rockies and the Royals had to delay their game because a swarm of bees took over. So, you know, they were like, don't kill the bees. It's not good. So they put them in a plastic bag and continue to play. The Royals won at their spring training game 3-2.
Bees. That's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so Jared Tenorti at the Arizona Coyotes has been suspended, for 20 games by the NHL for failing the PED test.
Oh, jeez.
You know, he's just putting unknown substances inside his body, and he's taking responsibility for it and is going to come back smarter and stronger. Hey, you know, every 24-year-old needs to experience one steroid in their life.
It's hockey. You know, you don't really hear it that much in hockey.
No, but it's fun when it happens because you're like, oh my God, he didn't get in a fight.
Yeah.
He got busted for voids. All right, so Dana White says that he feels bad for Holly Holm and that he blames her manager, Lenny Fesquez, for all the commotion about not waiting to fight Ronda Rousey and hurrying up and fighting again. And what made her loss is because he was like, oh, he rushed her. Lenny rushed her to do the fight. And in Lenny's defense, he said, I only go by what Holly wants. If Holly wants something, I make sure it happens. And Data White calls Lenny not smart because he should have stopped it. And it's like, but he's been with her the whole entire time, and they had a meeting about it, and she wasn't even there. It's like, Data White, you are so rude.
You know, again, unless Holly Holmes is going to retire, there's nothing wrong with what she did. She lost to Misha Tate. Now, again, I could see Dana White's point of, well, you lose some of the oomph because the Ronda Rousey fight is, you know, is the big money fight. But there's no indication that Ronda Rousey wants to fight. There's no indication that she's coming back now. She might be all gung-ho about coming back now if Dana White goes, I'm going to give you an immediate fight with Misha Tate so you could win your belt back. And Rousey's already beaten Tate 2-3 times. But, you know, prior to the Misha Tate, there was no indication that Ronda Rousey was coming back.
Yeah.
And July is a far, far, far. I mean, that's just insane for her to wait until July.
No, not only that, she has to wait even longer. She would have to wait till November. Because remember, Ronda Rousey said it's still too soon to come back. So Dana White was like, November.
Yeah.
You'll fight in November.
You'll wait a year to fight. Get out of here. So, I mean, that's not a real champion. That's not a real competitor. So Holly Holm lost. So she has a rematch with Misha Tate. If she beats Misha Tate, then she fights Rousey when she wants to come back. But again, if Rousey doesn't come back, you know, you got to fight. You got to compete. You got to get out there. Jeez. So
final story. Mike Ditka has been demoted. Would that be the right word, demoted?
No, I think you said he was fired.
No.
Okay, just demoted.
He's demoted from, technically fired. Let's just say he's fired from one show, but can still stay with the company.
Okay.
So ESPN said, you can't do Sunday NFL Countdown anymore. And we're going to bring in Matt Hasselbeck as your replacement because he's just so much cooler. And we're also going to bring in Charles Woodson because they're going to do that show together and they're going to do Monday NFL Countdown together. And Mike Ditka, you can still work for ESPN, okay? All right. We all know what it's about.
No, let me just ask you, is that the rumor? Is it online that's what they think the real reason is, or it's
that's
just
me.
Coincidental?
This is just
okay.
My opinion.
Okay.
And a common sensor opinion.
Okay.
I'll just leave it to my opinion. In my own opinion, I feel that Mike Ditka said some things about Obama and said that he supports Trump, or in a sense says that he supports Trump. And I think that it just so happens 5 days later, ESPN's like, you can't work on the show anymore. So you can still work for us. So that is my opinion.
Now, I will say this. Your opinion is, I would say your opinion is pretty, there's a strong probability that happened because Kurt Schilling got involved in a similar kerfuffle. He's a conservative and he said some things and ESPN fired him. It wasn't necessarily about Obama, but it was it was about liberals and it was very political. He said some things that were political and he got booted from doing the baseball games. So, yeah, I could see ESPN going, Dicka, you can't support Trump. You can't do that. You can't do that. And
I want to point out, okay, so Hillary Clinton wore a shirt at one of her little fight for us thingies. And that shirt she wore, I put on one of my dolls like 2 years ago. I just want to throw that out there. So I play this game where he's talked about before. My name is Katie, and I like to dress dolls. But she wore this shirt, and I bought this shirt for like $100 on my game. And I put it on like three different
dolls.
Like, not yet dolls, but three different like dressy up occasions. So I just think it's funny that she's wearing the shirt. I dressed you, Clinton. You must have liked my outfit.
All right.
Fight for the dolls. All right, that's it. My name is Katie. This is Red. This is Rob Sicario's show. And we'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.